21 of the world's greatest literary talents have collaborated to produce an anthology that will benefit AIDS victims in South Africa. It's called Telling Tales, and it was edited by Nadine Gordimer, the South African winner of the Nobel Literature Prize. Four other contributors were also Nobel laureates. Nadine Gordimer was in New York this past week to present the collection at the United Nations. She spoke with us about the project and read from her own short story.
These are writers giving their talent and their imagination, their ability to transport people to other worlds, other times. And at the same time, when you're reading the book and enjoying it, the price that you've paid for the book is indeed going to benefit people who are living with AIDS or HIV.
As the editor of this collection, what feelings came to you as you read through these stories? What do these pieces say about the human condition?
Well, of course, I was so delighted because, as you can imagine, I simply ask people for one of their best stories without dictating to them about subject or theme or anything else. And so I didn't know what I was going to get. And every time a package arrived, I would hold my breath because I wanted the stories to be a great variety. I knew that all the writers are wonderful writers, but it could happen that coincidentally, perhaps, there would be two stories that seemed to be on the same theme. But it didn't happen, and I was extremely lucky to get such a variety. So that there you have the very funny satire by Woody Allen. You have the marvelous fantasy by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. You have a dramatic, touching wartime story by Amos Oz. You have a story reflecting life after the Hiroshima disaster in Japan by the great Japanese writer Kenzaburo Oe, and so on.
You've contributed a story of your own
here.
It's called The Ultimate Safari, and it's told through the eyes of a girl who escapes war in Mozambique.
Yes.
She flees with her family. Could you read a bit from that, please?
We walked at night, as well as by day. We could see the fires, where the white people were cooking in the camps, and we could smell the smoke and the meat. We watched the hyenas with their backs that slope as if they're ashamed, slipping through the bush after the smell. If one turned its head, you saw it had big, brown, shining eyes like our own when we looked at each other in the dark. The wind brought voices in our own language from the compounds where the people who work in the camps live. A woman among us wanted to go to them at night and ask them to help us. "They can give us the food from the dustbins," she said. She started wailing, and our grandmother had to grab her and put a hand over her mouth. The man who led us had told us that we must keep out of the way of our people who worked at the Kruger Park. If they helped us, they would lose their work. If they saw us, all they could do was pretend we were not there. They had seen only animals. Sometimes we stopped to sleep for a little while at night. We slept close together. I don't know which night it was, because we were walking any time, all the time. We heard the lions very near, not groaning loudly the way they did far off, panting like we do when we run, but it's a different kind of panting. You can hear they're not running, they're waiting somewhere near. We all rolled closer together, on top of each other, the ones on the edge fighting to get into the middle. I was squashed against a woman who smelled bad because she was afraid, but I was glad to hold tight onto her. I prayed to God to make the lions take someone on the edge and go. I shut my eyes not to see the tree from which a lion might jump right into the middle of us, where I was. The man who led us jumped up instead and beat on the tree with a dead branch. He had taught us never to make a sound, but he shouted. He shouted at the lions like a drunk man shouting at nobody in our village. The lions went away. We heard them groaning, shouting back at him from far off.
Thank you so much. Now, AIDS is not a new issue. You, living in South Africa, where it's been quite devastating, have been an advocate for a long time to raise awareness. Do you see any progress in the fight against this disease?
Well, it's so difficult to say, because there's certainly progress in the attitude, the greater awareness, and more people realizing that something has to be done about it by individuals as well as by governments. But at the same time, of course, the figures of infection rise and rise. And now the very disquieting news that Asia is now almost keeping up with the rate of infection in the region of southern Africa. The amounts of cases are rising in Germany, in Russia. This is really a pandemic. And I think this is what one wants people in the West, in Europe, in the developed countries to understand. Not that this is something that's just happening down there in the underdeveloped countries, but this is something that can happen and does happen to people everywhere. We are all, in that sense, in this era, living with AIDS. So long as there's no cure, so long as there's no vaccine discovered against it.
Nobel Literature Laureate Nadine Gordimer is the editor of Telling Tales, a new anthology of fiction by authors from around the world. The book is published in 11 languages in 13 countries. It will raise money for people with HIV/AIDS in southern Africa. We reach Ms. Gordimer in New York. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can read excerpts from Telling Tales on our website, npr.org. Tracy Wall directed our broadcast. Martha Wexler is the editor, and Walter Ray Watson produced, with Petra Mayer, Susan Stone, Kim Kokich, and Rashika Kaul. The technical director is Neil Ellis. Audio engineers include Peter Alina and John Widoff. Diane Scholar is newscast producer. Audrey Wynn is assistant managing editor. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jennifer Ludden.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Tapes and transcripts are available. Call anytime, 877-NPR-TEXT, or go to our website, npr.org. You can also hear any story from today's show or previous shows online at npr.org. Just click on Archives.